Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Am I in? Am I talking? And I'm right here for each and every one of y'all. What up, people? They're saying we live. Are we live? Are we live? I'm your boy, Tyray. Welcome to All We Talk Is Sports presents Just My Opinion. We right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is a platform that I've been a part of for 9 years, but I took a hiatus for a few years, living life, doing whatever the case may be. But your boy is back now. I'm back here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm happy. And I'm happy that a lot has changed in 6 years. I'm looking at the whole format, and it's crazy. A lot has changed. The price went up too. But you see, I just want to thank y'all for joining All We Talk Is Sports, Just My Opinion. And not only this audio, but y'all can listen to the stuff that I did in the past. And it went from 15 minutes, 30 minutes, sometime an hour. This show today is 30 minutes. This is my first show. This is my kickoff show, my tester. And then as we build up, then I'll jump and do it for an hour. Right now, it's just me. So on certain days, when I got special guests, people that want to kick it with me, talk sports, rehash some stuff, walk down memory lane, or one event, talk trash, then I extend the show. All right, so right now I'm just going to stick to 30, and that's going to work for me. Today we're going to go talk about the NBA. We're going to talk about a few different teams. We're going to talk about the NFL. Today is Thursday Night Football. So we'll go into who playing, which is the Washington Redskins, going against the Minnesota Vikings, and maybe in another world, parallel universe, this is a important or a huge game. For me, it's a snooze fest. Hashtag snooze fest. I don't know who's going to watch it. I'm going to tell you what I do. With most games that I know that's going to be a snooze fest, I watch the first quarter. And then if it interests me and keeps me pulled in, I'll watch the second. And then by halftime, more than likely, I'm out of there. You know what I'm saying? I'm like SpongeBob. I'm out. I'm about to head out. So that's how I do. When I call somebody from here, when I say hashtag snooze fest, but take it from me. I have watched more than enough football to let you know that it ain't going down. All right? It's not worth it. Don't waste your time. Go out, spend time with your kids, your wife, all that good stuff. All right, let me see. We got a message in. Who want to talk? Who want to kick it? But, hey, I'm going to give y'all the numbers. Y'all can dial in. The guest calling number is 516-666-9997. All right, that's 516-366-3997. If you want to call, say how you feel, come on in. My name is Tyray. And I'm going to let y'all know. So this is the first show. And we ain't going to talk too much about a lot of stuff I want to get into because I got to let y'all know where I'm from. My radio background, I did with 11:30 a.m. with Jamie and Greg, part of them with some years. I love those guys to this day for even opening a door and letting me step in it. And then from 11:30, I went over to 97.1 Talk with Parker and the Man. That's Rob Parker and Mark Wilson. They gave me a bigger platform and a greater opportunity to do stuff and craft my skill, which was covering games, talking to the players, interviewing the players. And then after that, I jumped on this blog talk, and then I just stepped away. Radio business is really, really cutthroat, but I miss it. And I'm in the Michigan area, Detroit area, and it's time for me to get my feet back in and get it really hopping because Detroit is missing that voice. They missing that right voice that, you know, really talking about sports and none of the refried beans that you hear on our radio networks here all the time. So as much as I would love to be national, that's baby steps. I'm just here to get my voice for whatever, but I would love to do my area, Detroit radio talking sports. But like I said, that's what it is. Right now we run a sports page. All We Talk Is Sports on Facebook. And it's huge. We got right now, I think, 6,600 members and counting. Every day is blowing up. December 20th is All We Talk Sports birthday. 3 years we've been on Facebook as a sports group, and we growing, and we got a lot of plans going on. My big bro, Daryl Thompson, shout out to him. He created his page with a dream. Me and him has always chopped it up on the phone for hours talking about sports and whatever else. Him disagreeing with certain players, him wanting players out of there. So he said, I want to make a Facebook group. And he did it, and he run the page, and I do all the grind. You know, I'm the bad cop, he the good cop. Everybody loved Daryl, not so much me. But when you're trying to build something great, you need bad cop, good cop. And we got a lot of good moderators on that page that, you know, that's involved in the sports. So if you're on Facebook, please, 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 by all means, join All We Talk is Sports on Facebook. That's hashtag AWTIS, and tell them Ty sent you from Blog Talk Radio. All right, let's get into it. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. Yesterday, the Pistons played, right? Now, the reason I bring up the Pistons first, because my favorite player right now today, KD is really 1B. Don't get me twisted. KD is that dog, but he's injured. So this year, I'm putting all my hype, everything behind Dre Day. Hashtag Dre Day. You're going to hear it a lot, I promise. That's Andre Drummond. You know what I'm saying? And I've been loving that guy since we drafted him. And for some reason, and Detroit fans are fickle to death. You know what I'm saying? If you don't just do something, I don't know, they expect too much. Yeah, that's when you tell a lot of fans haven't played the sport. Because nothing happens overnight. Yeah, you might get a couple guys that just jump out the league and just take over and just do some crazy stuff. You might, once in a blue moon, get a Grant Hill. You might get an Isaiah Thomas. You might get a Barry Sanders, a Herman Moore, you know what I'm saying? A Calvin Johnson, Matt Stafford. You might get people that just jumped in and just take over. I think Drummond did that. And then he had some issues where he, you know, I ain't gonna say motivation, but to each his own. To each his own. But at the end of the day, I like his growth. This guy averaged 17 points, 16 rebounds, and people in Detroit, like, oh, get him out of here. Not all. It's a slight few. But I know these few people. And they come on the page. And I know they probably do it just to kick my can around and push my buttons. And I'm passionate about the things I love. I'm passionate about Pistons basketball. I'm passionate about Lions football. So when people talk about my two favorite players, with basketball being Andre Drummond, and with football being Matt Stafford, a.k.a. Matt Hoffer. That's what I call him. Because he's going to the Hall of Fame. And people want to, no, he's not. Dude's fastest person to 40K. All right? Y'all can say what you feel. Matt Stafford is going to the Hall of Fame. If I got to walk him there, drive him to Canton myself, he's going to the Hall of Fame. Get it? Don't get it twisted. Don't. So listen, last night was the NBA tip-off. It got it popping, right? We had the Pelicans going to get the Raptors. And no, I'm sorry. That was the other day. I'm sorry. NBA started the other day. Yesterday was the start of the season for my Detroit Pistons. Last night, they played the Indiana Pacers, a very, very good team. So I knew this was going to be a good test for Drummond. And I'm like, this is Drummond. This is a contract year. Keep in mind, he do got another year left, but he can opt out, become a free agent. Or the Pistons can go at him with an extension. I'm praying they go at him with an extension. All right, we see how the market is, and I'm going to tell you some names and pop out. You're like, what, who? But I think he deserves an extension. I want him to be a mainstay. We need to get out of this super team stuff. We need to get our good players, sign them, keep them, build around them, and let's go. Drummond is a guy we can build around. We had Griffin. We just needed the point guard. We just needed an amazing point guard to play with Griffin and Drummond. And we had that point guard. And we have to load management and make sure he can play a full season. Watch his minutes. And that's Derek MVP Rose. So we got that point guard, okay? So Derek Rose doing his damn thing, and Andre Drummond is doing his. And let me read off some stats, okay? Andre Drummond, last night, 41 minutes, which and he played with energy off the rip. Now, normally his energy level hasn't been up. People was like making issues, complaining, oh, this dude want to make rap videos all summer. Can he live? Can he live? You know what I'm saying? You just want him to just work? You just want to, you know what I'm saying, to slave him down? Like, bro, listen, when I'm off work, I'm off work. all right, I'm not going to go do the stuff I'm on. It's like, okay, I do maintenance tech in my daytime. I fix things. I'm not going to come home and fix nothing. Nathan, my young girl, hey, the ceiling fan, that's going to have to wait because it ain't getting done. I just fix stuff for 10 hours. I'm not going to come home and fix again. You know what I'm saying? So this dude living his best life, dropping videos, making music. May I add, good music. I like it. And people getting on him. So you think he's not at all working on this game? That last night proved him wrong. He had 32 points, 23 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, 4 blocks. All right? That's a monster game. Let's just take away from the points. Let's take away from the rebounds because he's already the rebound leader anyway. Let's take away from that. He had 3 steals and 4 blocks. That's not even like Andre Drummond, the 4 blocks. So it's letting you know he's out to prove something. He is out to prove something. And I'm like, just do it, baby. And I'm all for it. I think he need to get to the All-Star game. He got snubbed last year. I think he understand that. And I think he wanted, like, all right, I ain't getting snubbed no more. All right, I'm going to be all NBA. I'm going to the All-Star game. And I'm going to get this bag. That's what he's going to do. Again, if you're listening out there, call in 516-666-9997. That's the call-in number. Again, my name is Ty Ray. All we talk is sports, and this is just my opinion. And right now, we talk about Piston Ball, Andre Drummond, putting on an amazing clinic last night. And I know people think his type of basketball is dead. I do not. I do not think it's dead. And he can take, he can bring the ball up the court. So, yeah, he can't shoot threes. But we know a lot of great players and good players that can't shoot threes. Ben Simmons can't shoot threes. That dude can barely make a jump shot, but he got the bag. People love him. If he could just get a jump shot against him, guess what? He probably will. But I don't see nobody talking about trading on Simmons. Nobody. And I don't get it. I would trade him for this. Dre, whenever you hear this episode, and you probably will, it'll come across the line and share it on every social platform media possible. You're my guy. Dre Day, Stat Watch, every game. And tonight they get down, and they're playing Atlanta Hawks tonight. Actually, when this show ends, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to watch Andre Drummond get off. And is he going to repeat, do an encore of last night, 32 points, 23 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, 4 blocks? I don't expect that. But if he even give me 17, 18, as long as he do the double-doubles, and get 2 to 3 blocks a game, 1 or 2 steals, I'm going to be satisfied. They play at home. This is the home opener. So I'm looking for other guys to step up, like Tony Snell. He had 10 points last night. I'm looking for him to step up. I'm looking for Marquise Morris to step up. We need him to step up. He only had 8 points and 4 rebounds. He didn't play a whole – he played 23 minutes, not a whole lot. And then, again, Reggie Jackson played 20 minutes, 5 points, 5 assists, 1 rebound. Bro, this is a contract year for you, too. You're making 18 right now. And I'm going to give you credit. You was on the bench, pumping it up, happy with the win, doing the shotgun, 3 blast, tap. I'm loving all that, but I'm going to need you to play better. Real talk. I need you to play better because I'm not trying to burn out Derrick Rose in the first 20 games because you just sit back on the bench grabbing a check. I'm not. Nope. You will get that smoke, Reggie Jackson. I will start throwing smoke your way, for real. And Brown, hey, I'm digging it. Digging Brown, Bruce Brown, that is, coming off the bench, 7 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, doing what he do, out there playing defense. But he's looking to score a little bit. And, again, I'm talking Piston Ball for those that watch the Pistons. The NBA season is here. It's here. All right, the Sleeper World Go-To Award go to none other than Luke Kennard. Cool Hand Luke, guy with 30 points in 28 minutes, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. 30 points? Kennard? What? Yeah, 30 points. And then D-Rose, what's just the average point guard, leader, general stats, 18 points, 9 assists. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, it is what it is. But you have 4 guys in double digits, and that's how teams win. You got 2 guys, just boom, blows it up. You got 3rd guy to pick up some of the slack, and then you got a 4th guy. But if you got 4 or 5 guys in double figures, that's what's up. And, like, hey, let's not take nothing from Indiana Pacers. I told people that's the team to watch. They you know, they're going to be – they good. They're good with, you know, Victor on the bench still, but they got some good pieces in there. Sabonis, he had 27, 13, good numbers. You know, Turner, 25 and 9, and, you know, Jeremy Lamb and with a Brogdon. That guy, you know, come from Milwaukee, he had 22 points, 11 assists. So that team, what they just start, like, a lot of those pieces are new in Indiana, but by middle of the season, it's going to be a battle when we play Indiana. It's going to be a battle for a lot of teams. Don't get it twisted. Indiana might creep and pass by a lot of teams. And I'm hoping Detroit be the same way. I'm hoping they sneak by some teams the same way that this happened. So, you know, it was good. Good NBA start. I like Drummond. I think he's going to be all right, and that's what's up. Flip side. Another great game that was going on. And sometimes I do the multiple screens, but I didn't last night because I'm superstitious, right? So games I want to go down, I don't watch them. But I had to watch the Pistons because, you know, I had to watch it. But the Brooklyn Nets played the Minnesota Timberwolves. They lost in overtime, but I didn't want to watch it because I want Kyrie to do well. They don't have KD this year. Y'all already know about KD, Kyrie, signing on with Brooklyn. The whole, you know, hey, NBA season was crazy. It was talked about nonstop all the way up until Antonio Brown started acting up in the NBA. All right. So that's when it started going down. And I tell you what, Kyrie, that last move, he missed it. He did miss it. But that last move was sick. It was sick. It was so sick. He fell. Did a spin move. Bro, I can't explain it. Believe me. If he'd have made this shot, it would have been the most talked about thing on all social media. But he missed it. But he still put up 50 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. I mean, just dropping the double quarters. You know what I'm saying? Just dropping the 50 piece on you. You know what I'm saying? And then getting 8 rebounds and 7 assists. Man, they lost that game. But if KD would have played, you know that would have been money. But then, you know, they got DeAndre Jordan, right? Y'all fan of DeAndre Jordan? He's on the squad. He played 17 minutes, 2.3 rebounds. Something got to give. I don't think he signed it to play 17 minutes a game. I understand it's the beginning of the season. You're trying to work stuff out. But I'm not feeling that. I don't think he's feeling that neither. Dinwiddie had another solid game, 19 minutes, 14 points. Whew, I don't know. Kyrie, just be the leader that you can be. Take it smooth. Just be that leader. I want to see Brooklyn go far. I really do. I want to see Brooklyn. This is the team in the East, all right? Everybody's saying Milwaukee. But I want to see Milwaukee. I want to see Detroit. I want to see Brooklyn. I don't care to see Boston do anything. Boston Celtics, I'm going to get to the 76ers because I still got enough time before I got flipped over to NFL. All right? 76ers won. They beat the Celtics, right? But this is the problem. Jaylen Brown, he just got an extension for $111 million. He played 20 minutes, 8 points, 7 rebounds, 5 fouls. And I heard he got the 5 fouls quick as hell. You got $111 million. So basically, they're trying to make you and Tatum the stars there, right? But you didn't bring nothing, Jaylen. You brought nothing. All right? Tatum, that guy, 21-10. Even Hayward, he dropped 25. None of these guys play 40 minutes. I guess they're like, man, it's done. We can't win. And then, wait. Let's not forget about Kemba, right? Kemba, that superstar guy. 12 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 fouls. Bruh. What was that? Wait. Marcus Smart. Don't wait. Hold on for these covers. Marcus Smart, 33 minutes. 4 points, 4 rebounds, 8 assists. Whoa. Where is the scoring? But then 76ers, Harris, 15 rebounds. Al Horford, 16 points. Embiid, 15 and 13. Simmons, 24-8-9. Josh Richardson, 17-6. Man, they starters mopped the floor with y'all. Boston, mopped the floor with you. What's going on?
What's going on? What's going on?
What? I'm gonna leave that alone. Leave it alone. Other games did happen in the NBA yesterday. You had Cleveland losing the Magic. I don't think anyone really cares. Cleveland, they got Kevin Love, and I think that's it. Kevin Love got you 11 points, 18 rebounds. Tristan Thompson actually did something. He had 16 and 11 rebounds. Man, this might be his year. They might have to really lean on him a little bit. Sexton, 16. Garland, 8 points, 5 assists. I mean, they got a lot to work on. I think they're bottom feeders. But, yeah, I think right now Cleveland are some bottom feeders. And then you got Chicago Bulls. They lost to the Hornets. Jesus. Charlotte Hornets. I don't even know where to go. Grizzlies. Memphis Grizzlies lost to the Miami Heat. I think Miami Heat going to be something to see this year because you already know they got buckets. They got Jimmy Buckets playing. So I think that's going to be something to watch out for. But he didn't play last night. But Winslow had 27, 7 rebounds, 7 assists. Nunn got off. Hero got off. Dragic got off. So Miami has some players that have stepped up in the place of Jimmy Butler being on the bench. Because if you check around the league, a lot of stars are on the bench right now. I guess they're trying to save them. They're doing a lot of this load management. So, you know, you're going to see that. OKC lost to the Jazz. You know, Chris Paul, OKC is sick. Bro, I guess he's trying to tough it out. He had 22, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. But, man, you know it's a matter of time for he'd be, like, calling his agent, like, I need out. I need you to get me up out of here. Utah was led by Donovan Mitchell, 32 points, 12 rebounds. Spidey, you know, I call myself Black Spidey in the world. If you go to my Facebook, it's Black Spidey. Everybody know I love Spider-Man. I love Dragon Ball Z. But we'll get to that on another episode. But, you know, Mitchell got off, did what he's supposed to do. Yesterday in World Series Baseball, I'm going to throw this in real quick. The Nationals beat up on the Astros, 12-3. So naturally, the series 2-0. So the way the Nationals playing, this World Series is gonna be over in no time. I thought the Houston Astros was gonna bring something to the table, but it's obviously nope, not today, not today. And I was root at first. It's like every that's why I'm root for people, and that's why I don't do too much predictions because it seems like the sports guys go against me. I mean, I feel like I know a lot about sports. I know what I'm talking about. But when it comes to prediction, I can name down injury reports, how plays is. I can, you know, go on the playbook, this, and third. And then when somebody makes a prediction, it blows up in my face. So I try to stay away from them unless I want a team to lose. And then I pick a prediction on purpose because it's the method to my madness, for real. So today in sports, we got the Hawks going against the Pistons. So I'm looking for Dre to have a solid game, nothing crazy. We got Cliptown, L.A. Clippers going against the Warriors. And to be honest, I don't see this Warriors being the same Warriors team. And we in the later show, we would get into the Warriors. And we already know Klay gone for the year. We knew KD ain't there. So I don't expect the Warriors to be that team. D'Lo there, but I don't think he'll make a difference. I really don't. I mean, and they got him to plug in for KD being gone. And Klay being out. He's not Klay. He don't play defense like Klay. He's not a shooter like Klay. And he's a point guard. But you got Steph playing a point. I guess they're going to be interchangeable. I guess Steph can play the shooting guard, which be sweet. But I'm looking for Steph to have 30 tonight. They play at 10:30. So that's a game I will peek in on later on. Football, we got to watch the Redskins in Minnesota. Other than Adrian Peterson coming back home, that's going to be a story behind that. It's nothing else to talk about that. A good hype game, is Milwaukee Bucks going against Houston. That happens at 8 o'clock. That's going to be a good game because we all know Greek the Freak, they want Miami to go play for a championship so bad. They do got a solid team. I won't take nothing from Milwaukee. They got a solid team. I just don't think their championship material, I don't think it's good for the NBA because we're talking about marketing. Greek the Freak, yeah. But at the end of the day, I don't think anyone want to see Milwaukee play for an NBA championship. Personal opinion. That's what I call it, just my opinion. But you got the Houston Rockets. And with James Harden, former MVP, you know, that's always going to grab headlines. He always going to be, man, he can give you 40 on any given night, you know. And now they got Westbrook there. So that's going to be a good game. I'm going to peek in on that a little bit. And that's it. I'm sorry. We got tons of hockey, but your boy just don't really chop it up with hockey. I'm a Red Wings fan. Somebody talk a little Red Wings. I'm a Tigers fan, but I could talk some baseball, Tigers, Yankees. I'm going to talk about World Series. On another episode, we can go into pitching. Who lost? Because by next episode, World Series will be over. More than likely, by the next time I put another episode out, it's going to be done. All right? But, before I go, because I'm down like the 3 minutes, I don't have left a lot of news left. Breaking news, Patriots traded Michael Bennett to the Cowboys. Now, this is huge because the Cowboys, I thought the Cowboys already had solid defense, but Michael Bennett is a good player. He always has been, and he's going to be for a few years now. So New England traded him to the Cowboys for a seventh-round pick that could become a potential sixth-rounder in 2021, I guess, depending on, you know, Bennett's stats and what he do. Bennett was recently suspended by New England for one game after he reported his voice was unhappiness with his reduced role, which I get it because how they philosophy is, it wasn't what he was used to. You know, he a three-time Pro Bowler, you know, and now he's going to Dallas where he's going to join Marcus Lawrence and Robert Quinn. So you're going to interchange those three guys. You're going to have fresh pass rush, fresh blitzes coming at you every play now, every play. He's only 33. So, like I said, I see Bennett at least giving you two more years. So, solid move for Dallas. I know these Dallas fans going to go crazy. Who, you know what I'm saying? Whatever they saying is, how about those Cowboys or, you know, we them boys or whatever. I can't stand Cowboys fan base. Not a fan of them. Don't like them. Not going to like them. I can't stand them because they only come out when they win. And every year it's like, we get a Super Bowl. We did it. They choose our year. And then they start, you know, clocking those L's and you can't find them. You're knocking on doors, calling people, sending out text messages. You won't hear from a Cowboy fan until they get another W. Like, the last, it was 0-3. So right now, Dallas Cowboys are 1. They're 1-3 in the last 4. So they won last week against a bad Eagles team with a horrible performance by a quarterback. And it came out the woodworks. They came out doing jumping jacks, dancing the junk. Like, it was like West Side Story or something, you know. They singing in the rain, dancing in the street. I'm looking for Lionel Richie. I can't find him. They on the ceilings. So they going crazy. So now I'm just wondering. I'm wondering what's next. What's going to happen this week? Dallas, can y'all do it? Are y'all going to win this week or y'all just going to play the game? Because we need to know. We need to know what's happening. And Dallas got some players. They got some games coming up. They got some games. But thank you for coming to Just My Opinion. Are we talking sports? I'm Ty. And again, check us on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter at Are We Talking Sports. Again, on Facebook. All right. And the YouTube page. The YouTube page. On my next episode, I will start recording our shows on the YouTube page. So, you know, we're going to do both ways. But again, I want to thank y'all. And I'm your boy, Ty Wright, last name R-H-E-A, 3 strikes. and I'm out.